From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. U.S. military officials in Baghdad are disputing Iraqi government claims that they captured the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq near the northwestern city of Mosul. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
At midnight on Thursday, Iraqi officials announced on state TV the capture of Abu Ayyub al-Masri, the Egyptian-born leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq. But U.S. military authorities say the man who was captured last night is not, in fact, al-Masri. They say the suspect is another al-Qaeda in Iraq militant who uses the same code name. Iraqi security forces have broadcast false alarms in the past, claiming to have killed al-Masri. The insurgent leader was last heard speaking in an audio recording last month when he called for a celebration after the U.S. death toll in Iraq passed the 4,000 mark. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has been on the defensive for the past year, fighting a war on several fronts against U.S. and Iraqi security forces, as well as against Sunni Arab tribal militias, which are being supported by the U.S. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.
Frustration is mounting over Myanmar's delays in allowing the international community to deliver aid supplies to cyclone survivors. The former Burma's military rulers say they want the aid but don't want any foreigners to deliver it. Ki Lu is head of the U.S. Office of Foreign Disaster Assistance. He says Myanmar needs to clear the way.
We urge the government of the regime of Burma to open up access to all humanitarian actors.
U.S. military planes loaded with relief supplies are on the ground in Thailand, but so far they've not been cleared to land in Myanmar. Officials fear up to 100,000 people may have been killed. The U.N. says 1.5 million people have been severely affected. Springtime storms have been battering parts of the eastern U.S. A tornado flipped big rigs on an interstate outside Greensboro, North Carolina overnight. One person was killed. An apparent tornado wrecked a shopping area in Mississippi yesterday, and heavy rain drenched Virginia last night amid tornado warnings. Congressional negotiators have unveiled a compromise farm bill. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
About three-quarters of the money in the farm bill goes to nutrition programs like food stamps, which will receive a $10 billion increase. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Tom Harkin, an Iowa Democrat, says people across the nation will be affected by the measure.
This is a strong, bipartisan farm bill that benefits every American from Cumming, Iowa, population 162, to New York City, population 8 million.
The bill also contains billions of dollars in subsidies for farmers at a time of record crop prices. The White House says it contains little in the way of reform, but the administration has not said the president will veto the bill. It's expected to pass the House and Senate next week. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama will both be campaigning in Oregon today. Obama will begin the day discussing the economy with high-tech workers near Portland and end it at a rally at the University of Oregon in Eugene. Clinton plans to lead a panel discussion in Portland. She'll be in Kentucky tonight for a Democratic Party dinner. A fundraiser for Clinton says she raised more than $1 million online in the 24 hours after Tuesday's primaries, but her campaign continues to be short on cash. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The campaign's national finance chairman, Hassan Namazi, told NPR that in addition to the internet funds, a major donor event in Washington, D.C. also brought in more than $1 million. But Clinton operatives have mostly kept mum about campaign finances. For this week's primaries in North Carolina and Indiana, Clinton spent $4.5 million on TV, barely half of Barack Obama's TV buy. In Oregon, Obama is outspending Clinton on the ground. Independent pollster Tim Hibbets says Clinton has 7 field offices to the Obama campaign's 17.
They're on the ground in a lot more places in Oregon, and they're on the ground in some small and mid-sized towns that I think a presidential campaign has not opened an office in for quite some time.
Oregon's primary is May 20th, but vote-by-mail ballots have already gone out. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
There have been more fierce gun battles in Beirut. Hezbollah gunmen have seized control of several neighborhoods in the capital from forces loyal to the Western-backed government. Lebanese security officials say at least 11 people have died and more than 20 have been wounded over the past 3 days. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.